AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says 11 people are known dead, some 150 others still missing since last Thursday morning's collapse of a 12-story condo in Surfside, Florida.
Our teams have made significant progress on the site. Over the past few hours, our first responders did recover another victim.
That from WPLG, Assistant Fire Chief Ray Jadala.
It's not an issue of we could just attach a couple of cords to a concrete boulder and lift it and call it a day. We're digging through, again, rubbles of concrete the size of basketballs.
The building collapsed just days before a deadline for condo owners to start making payments toward more than $9 million in repairs that had been recommended nearly 3 years ago. The House is expected to vote this week on a bill setting up a committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The select committee would have 13 members, 8 appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and 5 appointed after consultations with the House Republican leader. The House is expected to quickly approve the measure, giving the committee subpoena power to investigate the facts, circumstances, and causes relating to the January 6th domestic terrorist attack against American democracy. There could have been an independent bipartisan commission, but Senate Republicans blocked it. Democrats will likely investigate how much of a role former President Trump might have had in the January siege. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Just hours after it formed, Tropical Storm Danny made landfall this evening just north of Hilton Head, South Carolina. Top sustained winds at landfall, 40 miles per hour. National Hurricane Center forecasters expect the system to soon lose much of its wind, but the rain will continue through northern Georgia into northeast Alabama overnight. This is AP News. Electronic cigarette maker Juul will pay $40 million to the state of North Carolina.
The penalty comes from a landmark legal settlement announced after years of accusations that the company had fueled an explosion in teen vaping. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein had accused Juul of unfair and deceptive marketing practices targeting young people to use its vaping products. Juul promises not to advertise to anyone under 21 in North Carolina and says it will put restrictions in place for sales both online and at stores. Juul also faces hundreds of personal injury lawsuits from customers and families of young people who said they were hurt or addicted by the company's products. I'm Shelley Adler.
Health officials in Maricopa County, home to Phoenix and the largest county in Arizona, are investigating 53 suspected heat deaths during the week-long hot spell from the 12th through the 19th earlier this month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.